You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Bullet Sermon,
Pastry Savior,
Remote iPhone,
Aussie Space,
Aussie Cool,
going off the rails on a spacey train.
Yeah, you're spaced all right.
Yeah,
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Just a Rob Gast.
And that is me.
How's it going, man?
Very good, thank you. I just had a birthday weekend.
Oh, yeah, right. So, what'd you get that you're going to give me?
I got something that's big and black and dangling in my face. It's my new microphone.
Sounds about, microphone. Okay. It sounds about right, but I was going to say, okay.
Yeah. Oh, back to the birthdays of old. No. My wife got me this awesome brand new microphone. So if I sound a little different, or even if I sound bad, I'm still figuring out all the settings. So, you know, yeah. Bear with me.
It's actually, it looks fairly nice, man.
It's pretty huge.
It's very, all right. Hey, take it easy.
It's very phallic. So I had a great, my birthday was on Saturday and, you know, just got the family here and we had some, you know, nice visit and all sorts of good stuff going on. So it was nice. It's not like before, not like when we were younger and birthdays used to be just a shit show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, pretty much all my birthdays, after I left the house, pretty much all of them were shit shows anyway, so yeah. It doesn't really, you know.
But at first it's like you're all getting wasted and partying and everything else, and then after that it's a shit show because it's my birthday, I'm just gonna fuck it, I'm gonna cheat on my diet, and then the next day is the shit show. That's where
yeah. Hey. So apparently every day is my birthday.
Yeah. Oh no.
You know what? I listened to the episode 100 of the Tumbling Saber podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want to say thanks to those guys. So you were saying they were saying some nice stuff about us. What made me laugh was how one of them was saying that more than one episode, he has to be careful when he drinks stuff.
Yes.
Because it usually ends up by flying out of his nose.
Yes,
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, they're Kyle and James and Corey, they're great supporters of ours, and I am, because I'm in their Star Wars stuff too. I just podcast with Kyle yesterday. We did a huge Star Wars roundtable. That's my monthly show I do with talkstarwars.co.uk. And you can imagine, I know I'm going to get a little geeky for a second, but there's a new Star Wars movie coming out next month.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't heard of this.
You haven't heard of this news. So yeah, my Star Wars calendar is filling up fast. Like it's lots of goodness.
It should be an interesting, and now that Disney owns it, we're going to start seeing a lot more Star Wars everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere. Yeah, I can go into it. But if you want to hear more about that, you can go to that talkstarwars.co.uk, and you can hear all my ramblings there. I don't need to, we ramble enough here because we got other good stuff to talk about here. We got, Toronto Argos are in the Grey Cup.
Yes, so that's the Canadian Football League.
Yes, Canadian Football Championship. I'm sure the American listeners right now are like crickets. Like, wait, what? It was funny because
an Argo is like Jason in the Argonauts. Kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Because it's funny. I was recording that roundtable yesterday, and we had people from our UK correspondent Rob Wade was on it. We had a couple of guys, Kyle, he's in Montreal, and we had another Rob, he's in Vancouver, but we had two guys, Ben and Cody from the States. And I'm like, oh, just an update, guys. Toronto is on top of Saskatchewan, 18-21 or whatever the score was at the time. And it was just crickets. They're like, what? What's going on? Like, that's an awfully big hockey score. Like, no, it's Canadian football.
Yeah. It's an awfully big hockey score. unless you're a Habs fan, and then you realize that that could happen all the time.
Oh, now? Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Well, at the last fans, game.
It's like a...
It's like so for those who don't know, like those who are in the Toronto area, they usually cheer for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm a Montreal Canadiens fan, been since I was a kid. But I mean, like, kind of like a, I'm not a, an intense crazy fan. It's just kind of like, oh, okay, that's how they're doing.
Yep.
You know, I don't have to watch the games out of that. But they got whooped 6-0 by the Leafs, and every Leafs fan is like just cramming down their fucking Leafs cock down the Montreal throat, going, look at the score, look at the score. And it's just like, this is why we don't want the Leafs to win the cup, because Leafs fans are so like
obnoxious,
like suffocating anytime they get a small victory.
Yep.
You know, they're one of the team that has won the cup in the longest, and I'd be happy for them if they won.
Yeah, because there are
unfortunately, Leafs fans are the ones that would make it insufferable for them to have won.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just win like as a good fucking winner. Can you just be a good fucking winner?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you're just happy to see. Like, I know a lot of Leaf fans out there that like it'd be nice if you can see your team win a Stanley Cup. And that's like, I've always been a New Jersey Devils fan, and it's because we grew up in Sudbury, and that was 3 hours, 4 hours north of Toronto. Everybody was a Habs fan or a Leafs fan, except when the Devils moved from Colorado to Jersey, I was like 11 years old, 10 or 11, and I was like, oh, cool name, and I just kind of hopped on and just...
Yeah, you and another Rob.
Yes.
My buddy's best, my brother's brother.
Yes.
Two guys named Rob, and you... Both are Devils fans.
Yeah, and we have been for decades. Like, you were there when Devils won their first cup in 95, and I was riding around in the back. Was it the back of your truck, or was it one of our friends' trucks? And I had a broom.
My truck, I think.
Yeah, and I was waving a broom around, wearing my jersey. Anyway, so Leafs fans are really obnoxious. Habs fans, we got to keep hearing about your fucking 24 cups. Yes, I know.
That's our only defense to keep the Leafs, you know, fans down.
Oh, like, I know.
Look, my boss even does the same thing. He's like, you haven't won a cup since 1986. Or 93 was the last one. Yeah. So he's like, since 93. I'm like, you haven't won since 1967. He's like, yeah, but 1993. How is this your argument?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
he's so confident in the way that he's trying to laugh at you. You just kind of look and shake your head and go like, God, I hope you never win a cup ever.
Yeah.
You win one game and you're the worst people on the planet.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be good winners. Learn to be good winners, and everybody will be happy when you win the cup. Because the moment you do win the cup, you're going to get more hate.
Oh yeah, I know.
Than anybody can muster. I know. Winners.
Yes, and put it in context. Like any of our American listeners, it'd be like, you know, if you're cheering for a baseball team and then you meet that Yankees fan that's got a wave.
Yeah,
or what,
the Yankees fans are the
27 pennants in your face.
Yankees and Habs, they're the dynasty teams, right?
Yeah, they're
Yankees
and
Habs.
Yeah, it's like, well, you want to hear how many girls I dated in my 20s? No. Well, why not? It was like years ago. You know what I mean?
Here's the difference, man. Is in 1986, Montreal won the cup, Patrick Roy in the net, right?
Yep.
1993, they won it with Patrick Roy in the net. 1989, they lost it to Calgary with Patrick Roy in the net. You know, so it was like, but in 1989, if you ask a Habs fan, hey man, what happened there? I'd be like, you know what? They didn't deserve it. They didn't work hard enough. They didn't earn it. They didn't win it. We're the first guys to criticize the team to say, hey, you know, you didn't earn it.
Right.
But if you ask a Leafs fan what happened in 1993, oh, the refs were paid off. Oh my God. I've been hearing about the refs since 93.
My God. Basically,
take responsibility for your team.
Yeah. To put it in context, it was like if the Leafs were in their conference final, Habs, Canadians won there. So the Leafs, if they got past the LA Kings, which had Gretzky at the time, if they got past them, it would have been a Toronto-Montreal Stanley Cup final. Toronto fell short, and they've been blaming the refs and this and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because they kept blaming the commissioner, who was American, saying that they didn't want two Canadian teams. It's a giant conspiracy that didn't make any sense.
No.
They were trying to blame it on a blown call or something. But in the end, hey, it was only 5 games. You didn't win 7 games.
It wasn't like seven game overtime. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you lost it in 5. So it's not like you were, you know, the last minute of the possible play.
Yeah.
Your team didn't win it. So, you know, even if you want to use the conspiracy for that entire game, you didn't win enough games.
Well,
that's
like, when Buffalo lost the cup to Dallas, and they had that rule where if you had your feet, your skates in the crease, in the goaltender's crease, you couldn't score, like you weren't allowed to shoot on the net. And Brett Hall had his foot in the crease, and I got the overtime goal, and they won the cup. And Buffalo fans, well, yeah, his foot was in the crease, didn't count. It was a blown call, yes, but you were still down. They won it in five too. You still like you put yourself in a position where if anything can happen, you're out.
Yes.
So that's the problem. And you put yourself behind the eight ball, and then some fluky shit sometimes happens. It's just, you know.
I find that's the difference. Is that like you as a Jersey fan or as a Montreal fan, is that if your team didn't put themselves in the position, they didn't win, we're the first ones to go, you know what? You didn't earn it. You didn't win it. Yeah. You know, maybe next year we're the first ones to say it. Whereas, unfortunately, the Leafs fans, that doesn't compute.
I know. Anyway, enough about the sports talk.
Yeah, moving on.
Oh, yes. Real quickly, fantasy football, you and I are playing, and you have an 80% chance of winning, and we'll find out the results of that tomorrow morning. So,
yeah, so far, it's just, you know, I'd like to say I'm doing, you know, I'm going to beat you. No, it literally says, like, we're only going to be like 5 to 10 points apart at the most.
Yes, so if my players blow up tonight, there's a chance I could pull it out, but I wouldn't count my chickens.
I would appreciate it if you didn't pull it out.
Well, thanks. You and everybody else.
Yeah, that's right.
So other than that, what's going on? Yeah, so Toronto's in the Grey Cup. Lots of excitement. Well, for me anyway, I'm a Toronto Argonaut fan, so that's going to be cool next week. Anything you this week?
Well, it's now that we've passed, you know, I guess they call it, we just went through Remembrance Day.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we've passed the 11th of November, now we're getting into the Christmas holiday season.
Yes.
Right. So now it's time. That's when I start going like, okay, starting to put up the tree.
Yeah.
Starting to put up decorations, you know, starting to do the holiday stuff. And not the holidays, the Christmas stuff. I mean, I only celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate any other ones.
Right.
But,
We have, after the show drops, this is going out Wednesday, so tomorrow will be the American Thanksgiving.
Oh, is it? It's this week, huh?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Excuse our ignorance if we're wrong. We already had ours a couple months ago, so.
last month.
October. Last month, yes.
Yeah, it's true. It hasn't gone by, and it would have to be this week, so let's go.
Yep.
Yeah, American Thanksgiving 2017 is November 23rd, so yes.
So if you're around,
Happy Thanksgiving to all our American friends. I know it's a big deal.
Yes,
I think it's the busiest travel day, even busier than Christmas and New Year's.
Yes, and if you're traveling and you meet up with your family and they're all traveling back after the weekend, you can be like, hey guys, listen to this show I found.
That's right. Do is talk about Canadian hockey and who gives a fuck.
Exactly. Basically, they should call the show "Who Gives a Fuck." It's
yeah, it's a totally obscure show where all they talk about is inside baseball and things that nobody around the world cares about. We're Canadian. We're proud. Damn it.
Yes. Yeah.
New dude to boot it.
Yeah, that's like me. Like I have that when I was a kid because my birthday falls so late in November that I always had that pre-Christmas primer for me. Where you're a kid and you get a little present for your birthday. So it's like, yeah, okay, right on. Now we can get into Christmas gear. But in our house here, we don't put up the tree till 1st of December. My wife, if she had her druthers, it would be up 6 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, me too, honestly.
Yeah.
I honestly, because I remember being a kid, like I was telling the story on a previous podcast, is that like, hey, October 31st was Halloween. Then you'd walk in the mall on November 1st, the morning of, literally 6 hours later, and the entire mall is Christmas.
Yep.
You know, so I love that, you know, October 30th to November 1st transition.
Yes.
And now they're selling Christmas stuff in September.
Yeah, it's...
Way to go, Costco. Way to go.
Way to go, Costco. You and your split pea fucking protein and Christmas decorations. And anyway, I guess...
No, but if I had the choice, I would definitely do that. I could see myself being that corny guy with the ugly sweater, you know, drinking the eggnog, wearing the hat, going like, Merry Christmas, everyone. Everybody's like, dude, it's November 2nd.
Yeah.
Calm the fuck down.
Easy there. What else? Oh, that reminds me. If you want a holiday card from Roman and Rob, we're sending them out. Actually, you're going to pop by this week, and we're going to get those all signed up and personalized. And they'll be starting to hit the mailboxes probably because I want to get them. We have listeners from across the pond and everywhere else, and I want to make sure I get a bunch of them out before it gets too late. So right. if you would like a holiday card from Roman and Rob, just direct message us on Twitter, or even tag us in a tweet if you want, and we'll make sure we get one out to you.
Yeah, we'll send it anywhere around the world, you know. Yep. Anywhere that doesn't get you you know, punished for having any type of Christmas stuff. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also too, don't put your home address on our Twitter feed. You can direct message us your address so we can send you the card, so we won't share it, but don't put it on our feed. If you're listening to the show, you can imagine the company we keep, so you don't.
All our friends in Canada, if you want one, you know, message us at romanpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
And the US, it's the same email. Everywhere else, it's the same email. But, you know, in Canada, we got the snow. Northern US, we get the snow.
Yep.
But our friends in California, you don't get the snow.
No.
So if you want it to be more festive, you should get one of our cards.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking everywhere in California, everywhere in Florida, all the lower states who are all listening to us. The southern states, the Midwest, and believe me, there's a lot of you, but also overseas, our friends in France and Germany and England and the Middle East and Asia, everybody.
Yep.
You know, you're all listening around the world, so just message us, give us your address, and we will send you out a card.
Yes, I actually put snowflakes on it this year, so there you go. Oh, yes, yeah. Very festive, and I put a little on our logo with the yellow microphone, I put a little Santa hat on it, so... You're welcome.
That's right.
All right. So we should just jump into it. We've been rambling on far too long about nonsense and hockey and football and Christmas stuff. So do you have any stories or headlines for us this week?
I do have stories. Let's see what we're looking at here. Let me get rid of this. Okay. So everybody likes these self-driving cars. You know, we have Tesla that has like this, you know, these huge screens and, you know, it does everything for you. But some people are a little more DIY, you know, do it yourself.
Right.
Vancouver driver straps iPhone and Samsung tablet to her steering wheel. On Wednesday, police officers pulled over a lady in Vancouver. She was faced with the mother of all distracted driving charges after pulling over an individual that was wearing headphones while driving.
Right.
And they thought that was the worst of it, till it turns out that it was just the tip of the iceberg. As they got closer, they realized, oh, not only did they have a cell phone attached to their steering wheel, but they had a tablet mounted right in the middle with string. You know, I can't miss my shows. I got a Netflix and
Drive.
Well, Netflix and Drive, I guess.
Yeah, no, don't do that. I can't imagine. I know for guys our age, we were driving long before our cell phones came out, and then the cell phones came out. Well, the cell phones were around. We got a license, but they were just huge bricks. They were a pain in the ass, and not a lot of people had them. So by the time they came fairly popular enough where everybody had a cell phone, when we started getting those Nokias, and everybody was talking while they're driving, texting while they're driving, and then they came out with these laws, obviously, for good reason. So there's people our age that have to curb their distracted driving habits, because you mean, it's not like my daughter, she's 14. When she goes to get her license, rule number one, you just put your phone in the glove box. Like, don't even look at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But exactly. For us, we were, it's almost like the old drinking and driving laws. They used to be like, yeah, I got as long as, you know what I mean? Oh, you're driving.
Rule number one was don't put the radio on.
Oh, yeah.
That way back when we were, they're like, oh, you'll be distracted by the radio when you're just starting out to drive. They were saying, don't put the radio on.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
When you're learning, that was rule number one, because there were no cell phones at the time. And the only thing that could distract you was the radio.
Yeah.
For the rest of us was stupid. We were like, I can drive with the radio on. But they were like, we don't want you rocking out with your cock out and then smashing into some other car.
Well, you don't need your cock out to drive. You don't. You can.
Maybe you don't, sir. Maybe you don't.
Maybe. Yeah. So I can understand. Like, there are a lot of people in that age bracket that, like, yeah, just come on, people, smarten up. We can't be doing this anymore. Like, you know.
Yeah. So what happened was when the officer pulled up, it actually wasn't a woman; it was actually a gentleman. The cop showed up and looked at this guy, and he just was taken aback by like the sheer, you'd think stupidity, but actually the ingenuity of it all actually really surprised him. So in the end, it ended up by being, he ended up escaping with an $81 ticket for failing to produce his driver's license.
Oh, okay.
And the cop because he was so impressed by it, just kind of by the ingenuity. It seems like it's like some sort of cop in like Fargo or something.
Okay.
Oh, well, what you got there, huh? Well, you got yourself a tablet mounted to the steering wheel. Well, that's a pretty smart thing you got there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm impressed by your ingenuity. So he decided to educate the driver and not fine him for it, but told him, dude, you can't do this.
Yeah, you can't do this. Well, it's almost like watching some guy twist a joint while he's driving. It's like, you know what? I'm more impressed than mad. Like, that's fucking hard to do. I think that's
what it is.
Yeah.
I think the officer didn't realize that he was on his way to Best Buy to get himself a 4K TV.
Yes.
Just to mount on his windshield.
Yeah. It's just like, don't, you mean, hey, we all got, I have a dash mount for my phone because now it doubles as a GPS if I want, or like, it's like anything else. It's hands-free. No. I know in Ontario here, we have laws. You got to go hands-free. You can't hold the phone to your head. Has to be.
Yeah, it actually states that in here. It says in BC anyways, the fine is $368 and 4 demerit points for distracted driving for electronics.
Wow.
And yeah, it can go up to a second distraction ticket is also $368, but it says but you get your distracted driving ticket in less than 12 months. I think it says they can suspend your license and that. So it's pretty serious.
Yeah. And don't tell the officer you've been drinking and you just forgot about the rule, because that's just not good. Yeah.
Like, just to say, like, yeah, officer, I forgot my remote. So I'm using my cell phone to control my tablet. but they're right next to each other. Hey, I'm not the one who invented this technology.
Yeah.
I just use it.
Well, sir, smarten up, and I know we all have bad habits, but we should all take heed and please do not text and drive. Please. Yeah. Or Netflix
don't
and drive.
Don't shit to your steering wheel. What are you, a fucking moron?
Yeah.
Like, I know this officer was like, whoa, I'm very impressed by this, so I'll educate you. If I was seeing this, I'd be like, you fucking retard, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So don't do that.
No,
that's what we're saying. Yeah. Okay. So are you familiar with our friends in the, like our friend Rob Wade, our UK correspondent, will be familiar with Greggs. But do you know what a Greggs is?
No.
It's kind of like a giant grocery store, and they make a lot of
Gregory's.
Yeah, they make a lot of meat pies, a lot of pastries, and
okay,
you know. So it's usually, you know, if you're a large laden lad, Greggs is kind of where you want to go.
Okay. Do we have a Canadian or a North American contemporary?
You know what? I was thinking that we did. It's not a Walmart, and it is not a Costco. It is just, it's kind of its own thing.
Okay.
All right, but they're all over the UK.
Okay.
They're called Greggs. So, Greg, sorry for swapping Jesus for sausage roll and nativity scene. I mean, if you're a store that makes sausage rolls,
yes,
and there's a theme there,
yes,
you know, you just want to carry it over to everything, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like, and I can, and a little sausage, because it's a little sausage wrapped up in some pastry, and it's
what
little...
a beautiful nativity scene, sweet baby Jesus. That's a sausage roll.
That's. And of course, being Jesus was Jewish, so being a pork product is even is not kosher.
If you're going to offend people, that's a little on the nose.
Yeah, no kidding.
So the bakers at Greg's have apologized for swapping Jesus for a sausage roll in a promotional image for its advent calendar.
Oh, it's on a calendar.
It's on the calendar.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So it's not just some stock boy fucking around going, hey, you'd be funny.
No. Somebody thought this out and went, this is fantastic.
Then photographed it.
Yeah. Then photographed it. Put it in a calendar.
Thousands of times.
It shows a nativity scene with three wise men gathered around a pastry instead of Christ. Christian Twitter users have said, and by the way, there is a Christian Twitter.
Of course.
Yes. Said that the advert was disrespectful to their religion. Well, I think the Christians, especially Uber Christians, like, as you know, like, we all have different versions of it, but some of them think that Jesus Christ was Christian.
Yeah, no, he's not. He is Chris. He's Chris. Like,
yeah.
I'm a practicing atheist, and I shake my head when people try to tell me what, like, wait, what? Like, no, no. How do you not know this? How do I know this and you not know this? Like,
says, I'm glad Christians kicked off and Greg's apologized, wrote one Twitter user. No other religion would stand for that nonsense. I don't know, with the Star of David made of, you know, made of pork products, I don't think that would
bacon.
Go over very well.
We woven bacon. Bacon,
yeah. It's made of bacon. Jeez.
Well, I've said this before. That's like with Burger King. I mean, they have their breakfast bagel, and the three things you can have on it are sausage, bacon, and ham. And it's like, did somebody not think this fucking through? Like,
yeah,
seriously.
I remember seeing a comedian say that when he was like, "Is there not one Jew on the on the board of directors who had guys?
Yeah, guys, come on, what the fuck?" Okay, so now is this sausage Jesus? Is he nowhere to be found? Like, is he hard to come by now?
Let's see here. Other people join in calls for organizations to respect all faiths equally. Greg's has apologized for the image and saying that it hadn't planned to upset anyone. We said, "We're really sorry to have caused any offense. This was never our intention." The firm said in a statement, "The image was issued to promote their 24-pound Advent calendar, which has vouchers to spend in stores behind each door." Yeah, can you imagine if they made an Advent calendar that actually had pastries behind it?
Yeah.
That'd be like the greatest Advent calendar ever.
Well, for the first day or two after that, it might get a little stale.
These are pastries, Rob. These are meat pastries. They last forever.
So much sodium in them.
I know.
Okay, so but can you imagine being on the set for this photo shoot, and they're like, okay, I think we got it, and oh wait, you know what? Oh, we forgot. We got to get one more shot here, and like, where's baby Jesus? And the guy holding the light is like, oh, I don't know. You ate infant Jesus? What's the matter?
Just replace him with a sausage roll. Nobody will notice.
No. I don't know. You hate the Christ child. Well, yeah, man, it's not like the Catholics. They have the body of Christ. I'm just,
but
whatever.
But they don't take like a sausage patty, believe me.
No. But yeah, it's a little, that sausage roll is a little a step aside from a communion wafer. I understand. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay. Well, as far as Christmas goes, and I know we say, we have holiday cards because we have listeners from lots of denominations. And again, I say this all the time. I'm a practicing atheist. The holidays are basically a time which I like because everybody takes a break. And it's, a lot of times because of the stat holidays and offices close down for the week, it forces you to stop, take it in. You mean be thankful for your family, spend time with your family. So if you're celebrating the birth of Christ, or if you're a pagan and it's just the end of your, if you're celebrating the original pagan celebration or whatever you're doing, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, like just, enjoy that time of year. And
yeah, it's time to, for your family to come together. But it's also the fact that a lot of people celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
Right. But not the religious portion of it. Like I know people who celebrate Christmas, put up a Christmas tree, and they're Muslim.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the religious portion of it.
Yeah.
It has to do with the holiday.
The holiday season. It's
kind of like
the
pagan portion of it, just the tree, the gifts, and that stuff, but nothing religious.
No. And it's the
same
thing.
Which is what you do, I would guess.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't go to midnight mass. I don't light the menorah. I don't,
Midnight mass is the best place to get drunk.
Well, you get a couple sips of wine. I'll.
No, keep... I mean, we used to get tanked and then go to church.
You used to get tanked, yeah. So there you go.
I got tanked with a buddy of ours there at midnight mass one year.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you the story off air.
Yes. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the okay, I understand having the Messiah replaced with a sausage roll. I can understand it may offend some people, but
right.
If anybody has this calendar, can I get a copy, please? You can just email us romanpodcast@gmail.com and I'll pay for the shipping. I'd love to have that. So
I mean, because if it was in Canada, it would have been a meat pie, French Canadian meat pie.
The poutine, a little like major.
No, poutine, no. It was, if it was gonna be a meat product, if you're making pies,
smoked meat.
It's just a smoked meat. Just a mound of smoked meat.
A big mound.
What the fuck did you do there? Again, to offending more Jewish people.
Yes, exactly.
Smoked meat, the best smoked meat, is in Montreal.
Yes.
And it's made by Jewish people. Just insult just an entire group of people.
Yeah, I know. We're
two just groups, actually.
Batting 1,000.
Yeah.
And I think even I've insulted my fellow atheists going, I can't believe he's fucking one of us. Yeah,
because there's a club for you guys.
Yes. Apparently it's hell. That's what everybody's been telling me, but I don't know.
But you know, apparently it's like hell.
It's like, yeah, it's purgatory. Yeah.
Assuming it existed, yeah.
Okay, so, please don't replace anybody, whether it's Ganesh or Buddha or Jesus or Moses. Please don't replace them.
Do not replace Buddha with a jello mold.
Yes, exactly, please. Like, yeah. All right. Yeah, you got we got time for another one. You got another story kicking around?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got another one here. Okay, so we know that there's been a rash of shootings in the U.S.
Yes.
And most recently, there was one in the church, you know, and of course, we feel bad for everybody who's out there and all that. But
of course,
churches have decided, well, we're going to make sure that we arm ourselves to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, no. This is happening. All right. So the byproduct is they figure we're going to be extremely safe. So let's make sure that everybody knows how to use weapons so that we can have guns in church.
Or
God bless America.
Or why don't you just, I know it sounds a little over the top, but after having an entire congregation mowed down, you mean, with assault rifles, like, why don't you just have a, you mean, like, when you're walking through, you mean, the front doors, you got a little security thing there. Isn't that less, isn't that?
Well, I don't know. Let me show you this story. All right? Okay. Listen to this story. So that's what this church has had to do. So, couple shot in church while discussing gun safety, police say.
Oh, fuck. Go on.
Now, this wasn't an assassination attempt. This was a safety course on how to use weapons, and they shot each other.
So they gave them, they fully loaded actual live rounds, and they're, go on. I gotta hear this.
A police call about shots fired at a church in Easton, Tennessee turned out to be an accidental shooting during a discussion on how using weapons to protect the congregation. Police said, so I'm going to skip over the entire names and who they are. Said on Thursday, reported two people shot outside the First United Methodist Church, that an active shooter situation was underway. Nearby schools were placed in a lockdown. And according to the police Facebook page, the department says on Thursday, just want to let everyone know that there was a shooting in town today, but it was not an active shooter situation. It was an accidental discharge handgun. Both subjects have been transported by EMS. No other people were harmed in this incident. So then the lockdowns were removed. So when police arrived, they found two people with minor gunshot wounds inside a fellowship hall at the church.
Right.
They said that one of the gentlemen, 81 years old, was showing his unloaded handgun to other members of the church during a luncheon. While the conversation turned to bring guns to church and protecting themselves, the gentleman apparently reloaded the gun and put it in a holster, and then it was asked to show the weapon again. But when he pulled it out, the gun went off in his lap.
Oh no!
Right, and it says, and him and his wife were injured in the incident. So it says there that the bullet only grazed his wife's stomach, and she suffered a broken arm. Her stomach and only with a broken arm. And he was injured in the hand. So he took the gun out, put it on his lap. The gun went off, shot his other hand.
Yeah.
And then grazed her stomach and then shot her in the arm.
For fuck's sake. Like, okay, now that's not even a safety course. That's just being fucking stupid. Like,
yeah, you're not protecting yourself from shooters. You're bringing more shooters to church.
Yes, exactly. And also, too, like, we grew up, again, in Northern Ontario, so both of us have been taught and trained how to, to handle and care for and store long guns, you know, like just regular rifles, because it's a thing up there. I don't personally hunt anymore, but when I was growing up, dad took me hunting and showed me all that stuff. So it's nice to have a basic knowledge, and I'm okay with that, but it just, like, come on, like, there's no goddamn reason to bring a handgun in the fucking church. And yes, we know what we heard last week. It just, it can't be that easy.
It's like that video that's on YouTube that's been going around for years there, where the police instructor brought a gun to the classroom. And right. I believe he was teaching other recruits, teaching him how to use, you know, a gun safely. It was a gun safety course.
Right.
And when he pulled it out of his holster, he shot himself in the foot.
Yeah. Well, the thing we're not discouraging. I understand, and we're Canadian. We get told the butt out all the time, and we're not going political. But
no,
you have to make it just a little bit harder to get a gun. Like, just please. Like,
well, you know what? Even then, even if you keep all the rules the same. Right?
Right.
Some guns have hair triggers and all that.
Of course.
Even if you do everything the same, If you're 81,
yeah, make treat it like a, you know what? Basically, just have people go whatever they have to go through to get a driver's license in your state.
I was just gonna say, yeah, they took your license away.
Yeah, maybe make them go through the same thing to acquire a gun. That's all. Anyway, we don't want to piss anybody off, but that we're not going to get too hippy dippy Canadian or Canada.
No, it was actually just kind of funny. Look, I'm licensed for weapons. I'm licensed for we have a couple classifications in this country. Yeah, yeah. I'm licensed for all of them.
Also, all truth, you are an actor and you have to be licensed because you got to know what you're fucking doing when we have these props. Even
I don't have to be, but I choose to be.
Yes.
So when I show up on set, when I deal with a weapons master and I say, look, I've gone through the safety courses. I've got this license. I got that license.
Of course.
And he's going to look at me and go, okay, all right. So here you go. You know what you're doing. But, of course, the rules still apply. He's still responsible and I have to be responsible with it. It goes in my holster and it never comes out.
He much like your other weapons. Anyway,
that's the thing on set. Some people that were idiot enough to play with their, even if they're plastic.
Exactly.
Even if they're rubber guns, never point them. You always treat it like it's loaded. You never pull out of the holster. That's a good way to get kicked off set.
That's like
fired.
At work, I deal with heavy machinery. I do all sorts of stuff, and I got all sorts of tickets and licenses to do all my job too, because it'd be stupid not to have them, especially when I want to come home at the end of the day.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But anyway.
So I get the intent here.
Yeah.
People are scared. They want to, protect themselves. But maybe if you reach a certain age, maybe let somebody else.
You got the shakes, and you got a handgun that obviously has a fucking hair trigger, like. Yeah, just get him a slingshot, downgrade him. Don't leave him completely unarmed, but
just get him some sausage rolls from Greg's.
Yes, exactly.
And when the shooter comes in, you can just just show him that and go, do you know how offensive that is? Yeah. and then the other guy can shoot him.
Yeah, of course. There you go. Okay. Well, you know what? I think we can end it for this week on that note. Americans, hey, I believe it is your Thanksgiving tomorrow. So happy Thanksgiving. And if you're listening to us when you're traveling,
You know what? I'm going to squeeze one more story in.
Oh, one more. Okay.
You one got more. Some, really quick.
Really quick. Fast one.
All right. So Australia. So sorry, Australia. Your new space agency isn't going to be called ARSE.
Okay, good. Okay, we get to listen to this one. Go ahead.
Okay. So Australia is planning to create their own space agency. And so they're trying to figure out how to name it, right? So the Australian government had a couple names out there. And one of the names ended up by being the Australian Research for Space Exploration. ARSE for short.
ARSE.
And they were selling T-shirts with a logo on it. And basically they came back and said, no, we're not calling ourselves ARSE, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was the actual space agency themselves. I think it was somebody else who went, this is what we're going to call it. You do realize what the name of your... It doesn't say NASA, trust me.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Australia, and honestly, it's like, when I think of space exploration, I don't think of Australia. It's like, same reason why I don't think of them for having their Olympic hockey team.
You know what? People don't think of us for the space, for space exploration, but we're actually quite pivotal in it. The arm that was on the different space stations, it's called the Canada arm. It's built by us. We've done a lot of stuff, but I'm sure Australia's got a lot of contributions as well. It's just a little less known, but I'm sure that's why they want to create their own agency to start putting it out there. So look, we just want to see what comes out of your arse.
Yes, right? Exactly. Yeah,
Australia, show us your arse.
Show us your arse. And I have a good buddy, Matt Keegan, down there. Actually, by the time this goes out, he authored a novel. It's called Hindsight. Check it out. It's a time travel novel. He took a screenplay from Mark and Paul from Talk Star Wars, the Star Wars stuff I do, and he made it into a novel. So by the time this goes out, I know in Canada you can get it on Kindle, and a lot of other places you can get it on paperback. So Hindsight by Matt Keegan. Check that out. He's in Australia.
I'm a big fan of time travel stuff like that. So H.G. Wells and the really cool stuff. Now, is it Star Wars based or is it just
no general? It's completely separate. It's just my Star Wars buddies. They've had the screenplay they were working on, and Matt Keegan, he's in our little Star Wars group, and he decided to let me take a look at it because he's a novelist and he.
Okay, so what's the name of it again?
Hindsight. By Matt Keegan. So check that out. Grab it on your Kindle. It's $2 here in Canada. On Kindle, it's really cheap. Pick it up. support the guys, and you'll get a great novel out of it. So
I won't make the joke how we were just talking about arse, and now this is called hind.
Yes, well,
so I won't know. So yeah. I won't make that. But anyways, to Australia, show us what comes out of your arse.
Show us what comes out of your arse. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Awesome. So there. Now I'm glad you squeezed that story in. So again, Americans, happy Thanksgiving. We should just get a little housekeeping done before we take off. Roman, can you tell the good people where they can find us on Twitter?
On Twitter, they can find us at Roman Podcast.
And that's
and
also
Instagram and all that.
Yeah, and yourself?
Myself is at Roman Citizens, same thing. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
Oh, and Grindr and all the other good stuff.
No Grindr.
I don't know. I'm not on it, so I can't verify. That's the
that's the one where they make spices, right? With the
that's
grinder
right.
And the spices?
Yes, yes. You're a spicy guy. You should check it out.
Oh, okay.
You might find some of those cured meats you've been salivating over.
Sauce is Jesus.
And it might. And you know what? The guy that gives it to you might be named Greg. Yeah, see what it did there? That's professional broadcasting right there, tying it all in. All right. You can find myself, Robert MM Cast, on Twitter if you want to complain about my last joke. Also, do not forget to check out RomanPodcast.com for the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Mountain Network. And don't forget, we got that Ask Roman and Rob Anything button. You click that and you can ask us anything. And we'll, if it's appropriate for the show, we'll read it on the show. Also, do not forget our Tasty Nude campaign. If you want to send Roman a tasty nude, you can send him to Roman at RomanPodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me, the married guy, same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com, and we will happily peruse your tasty and tasteful nudes. Also, do not forget our Roman and Rob reach around. If you want to give the review reach around to Roman and Rob, go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as they're called now, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you can review your podcatcher, and give us a star rating and review. We call that the review reach around.
Yeah, it's a five-star shaky hand, shoot your wife, reach around.
Shaky hand, shoot your wife, sausage, Jesus, reach around.
Five stars.
Awesome. So until next week, Americans, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.